This is Dr. Madeline Frank with your 1 Minute Musical Radio Show for December 2021. Our radio show guest is Dr. Tracy C. Jones. She is the author of 11 best-selling books, speaker, Air Force Academy graduate, decorated veteran, engineer, international leadership expert, scholar, researcher, and musician. She is the president of Tremendous Leadership, and she is passionate about liberating greatness in others. Welcome to our radio show, Dr. Tracy C. Jones.
Thank you, Dr. Frank. It's an honor to be here.
Tracy, where were you born? What were your parents' names, and where were you raised?
Well, I was born in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, to Charles and Gloria Jones, and I was also raised in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and then upon graduation all over the world in the Air Force, and then in Austin, Texas, St. Louis, Missouri, and then back to Pennsylvania 20 years after I left.
Did your father play any musical instruments?
My father was able to play any instrument by ear. We had a baby grand in our living room growing up, and he also had a trombone, a guitar, and he loved singing karaoke. He also had numerous player pianos in all of his houses and rooms, and he would invite guests to sing along anytime they came for a visit. And he also had this contraption, which he called a one-man band, which contained a cymbal, a percussion pedal, and a harmonica, and he excelled at playing that as well.
What were your favorite subjects in elementary, middle school, and high school, and did you do well in them?
Well, I always loved and did well in math and science because I love the logic and the order of math. And science to me revealed the glory of creation. And also, I was gifted in writing and reading comprehension. So I consider that I got to use both sides of my brain.
Tracy, when did you begin studying the violin and cello? And did you play in the school orchestra and band through high school?
Yes. So violin lessons began in school in the third grade. And I also had private lessons. And then cello lessons began in the ninth grade in high school. And I also had private lessons. And I actually converted to the cello because we had too many violinists and not enough cellists. And then I self-taught myself the piano because we also had one in our home. So I enjoyed playing in the orchestra through high school, as well as the marching band. And I was in the color guard and also held the cymbals for the percussion section when we weren't in our competitive season.
Who were your favorite musical composers?
Well, my favorite musical composers are Richard Wagner, Antonio Vivaldi, and of course, Bach.
Tracy, how did studying the violin and cello help you in school?
Well, you had to prepare. You could not just wing it. And it was proof positive that you could get better at something with repetition and focus. And also, reading music is much like reading a recipe or an instruction. You follow the steps and do what it says to do, and it is clear, concise, and logical.
After high school, where did you go to school?
Well, my father returned from giving a speech at the New Mexico Military Institute and just raved about how motivated the cadets were and what they would accomplish with their training. So I thought to myself, I need to go there so I can become great too. So I earned my AA, Associates of Arts, from New Mexico Military Institute.
Tracy, where did you attend the Air Force Academy and what degree did you earn?
I earned my Bachelor of Science in General Engineering from the United States Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs, Colorado. And then I earned my appointment from my Air Officer Liaison at the New Mexico Military Institute, Major John Schaefer. So he saw something in me that I did not see, and I am forever grateful.
Do you enjoy listening to classical music to relax and recharge?
I absolutely do. Listening to classical music is like reading the seminal authors. In other words, classical music is the bedrock of transformational music. It moves, it touches, it inspires, much like the transformational writers of yesteryear. And music can speak to you in a way like no other. It can also provide respite and healing when we are unable to confide in or articulate our feelings and thoughts to others. So when reading, I enjoy classical music in the background. My father considered music one of the three therapies of life, and would often take us to concerts while traveling. He adored classical music and brought us tickets to many events.
Tracy, after leaving the Air Force, where did you work and go to graduate school?
Well, after leaving the Air Force in 2000, I moved to Austin, Texas to take a job working for one of the large semiconductor industry companies. And in the evening, I took classes online through the University of Phoenix. It was a busy time in the semiconductor sector, and the virtual classroom was perfect for my work schedule. And while there in that program, I earned my MBA in global management because I knew understanding the financial aspects of running a business was crucial.
After working in Austin, Texas, and earning your MBA, what companies did you work for?
Well, I then went to St. Louis, Missouri to work for a defense contractor, Northrop Grumman, and then on to work for a federal government contractor. And then in 2009, I moved back home to take the helm of my father's publishing and speaking company.
Tracy, in 2009, you took over the reins of your father, the late Charlie Tremendous Jones's Executive Books, carrying on his legacy. Please share his philosophy and yours.
Well, my father's mantra was, you'll be the same person 5 years from now that you are today, except for two things, the people you meet and the books you read. So his legacy was on connecting people to transformational books so they could live their God-given purpose. And he then encouraged them to share this wisdom and pour it into others. And I am so blessed to be able to continue this marvelous mission.
What are you most proud of?
Well, I am most proud of the persistence with which I approach life. No matter how many times I got knocked down, I refuse to give up and maintain an attitude of gratitude. And I'm also proud of the fact that my understanding of my earthly father's legacy and my walk with my heavenly father is getting more intimate and meaningful every day. And this has made all the difference in the world.
Tracy, what is your PhD in, and from what college did you earn your degree?
My PhD is in leadership, and my dissertation was titled Perceptions of Leader Effectiveness in an Organizational Crisis, a Case Study of Follower Self-Efficacy. And I earned my PhD from Lancaster Bible College.
Tracy, please share your work and new books and courses. Sparks, Burnett or Bridget, children's books, etc.
Okay, well, Spark, The Five Essentials to Ignite the Greatness Within, is based on my research from my dissertation. And then Burnett or Bridget, A Tale of Two Employees, is also based on that dissertation. And I am passionate about helping leading discovery and identifying followers who are all in so they can save precious resources and promote the collective integrity of the team. And I have developed courses and workbooks for both of these books. I've also written 5 children's books with my rescue dogs and cats because they make amazing teachers on topics such as leadership, financial literacy, and developing a positive personality.
Tracy, the holidays are fast approaching. What a wonderful gift you and your dad's books would be for families, friends, and employees for Christmas, Hanukkah, and New Year's gifts. Please share a few of you and your dad's wonderful books and your website for ordering.
Well, I would say our life-changing classics package of 34 mini books is one of our best sellers. And we also have bundles of books for youth, leaders, entrepreneurs, children's, you name it. And you can check all of them out at our website, www.tremendousleadership.com.
Thank you, Dr. Tracy Jones, for sharing with our radio show audience your work as an international leadership expert and musician. You have inspired, motivated, and encouraged over a generation of successful leaders through your books, courses, podcast interviews, speaking, and coaching classes.
You are so welcome, Dr. Frank. Thank you for this opportunity to share with your listeners.